Zakta Helga Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Brachas, Perigimel, Mishnah Hay. So we're going back to the opinion of the first Tana in Mishnah Dalet, not Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita of the Tana Kama, that a person who is Tomei, with this type of Tomei, Ebal Keri, he's not allowed to say any words of Taira or Tefillah until he tovels himself. What happens, says the Mishnah, he's standing and davening, V'niska Shubal Keri, and he reminds himself, in the middle of Shmon Esrei, he's a Balkari. Lo Yavsek, he shouldn't stop. Eliyu Katzer. Rather, he should say like a shortened version. A shortened version, how does he do that? Basically, as the Tosfos Yamtiv explains, he should say the beginning and end of each bracha. For example, let's say he's up to Baruch Aleinu. He should say, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lekeinu Sashana Hazois. Skip the middle part and go straight to Baruch Ata Hashem Mevarech Hashanim. You should do so with not just Baruch Aleinu, but all the brachis in the middle. What do we mean, all the brachis in the middle? He should not do so with the first three and last three brachis. They have to be said completely. Now, when is the time to say Shema in the morning? You should remember that from the Masechtas Brachis. Our Mishnah told us, as Man Kriya Shema begins, Mishayakir ben Cheles Lelovan. You can tell the difference on your tzitzis, the blue tzitzis and the white tzitzis. Rabbi Eliezer said between Cheles and a green vegetable. Lemaisa, the halacha is, and this is discussed in the Gemara, it's in the time there's enough natural light outside that you can recognize a friend, like a casual friend, Dalet Amos away. Until when can you say Shema? We said until 3 hours into the day. But lichat chila, if you can say Shema right before Netzach Hama and start Shmon Esrei with Netzach Hama, that's called davening v'sikin. That's based on the passing Yeruchah im Shamesh, and there are many brachas that are associated with that. There are people that daven v'sikin all year. In the winter, it's not so hot. In the summer, that could be quite challenging. Well, that's what this person in our Mishnah wants to do. So Yoret Litvel, he was a Balkari, so he had to tovel himself first. No problem, he went into the mikvah to tovel himself. Now he's running out of time. So, im yachol lalois, if he has enough time, come out of the mikvah, uliskasis and cover himself, vilikris, and to say Shema, ad shaleison etzachama, before netzachama, before the sun rises. So, yala, let him quickly come up, yiskasis, and cover himself, v'yikr and say Shema. V'im lav, what? Doesn't have enough time to do it before the sun comes up. So he has to be properly covered in order to say Shema. So Yiskasa b'mayim, he can cover himself with the water, the parts of his body that have to be covered, v'yikra, and then say Shema. This is only for Shema, by the way. For Shmon Esrei, he can't do it. He can't daven Shmon Esrei in the water. For Shmon Esrei, he has to appear like someone who is speaking before the king. That's really what we're doing when we're davening Shmon Esrei. You have to stand with an Ema and a Yira. So we gave him this heter for Shema, but not for Shmon Esrei. The Rambam explains, even that special heter is only for someone who's makpid on this, to say Shema right before Netzach Hama, but an ordinary person wouldn't have this heter. So even though he can cover himself with the water, but it depends what kind of water. So the Mishnah of Lo Yiskasa, he cannot cover himself, Le B'mayim HaRoyim, water that Epis is not right with it. It's like, ooh, what's this? May have an offensive odor. Vilaybi mehamishra, water which flax is soaked in. That has a terrible odor. Unless he pours water into it. Pours water into it? Something is missing here, says the Gemara. Chasure mechasra. What's the missing case in the Mishnah? You're not supposed to say out words, or even be mehar, even think words of kiddusha. Anything that has a bad smell. Midrabanan, it is usur to say words of Kedusha or think words of Kedusha, even near human urine, even if it doesn't have a bad smell. Let's say a baby has an accident in shul, what can you do? So you have to take a revius of water and pour it in. The Mishnah Berurah says there is no bad odor. If there's a bad odor, you have to keep pouring water until there's no longer a smell. But even if there's no bad smell, you have to pour in a revius of water. So that's the missing case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you can't say Shema next to Meiraglayim. Until you put in water. V'kama yarchik mehem u'min atzaya. How much should a person distance himself from urine, from mei reglayim, where water was not put into, or from tzaya? Tzaya is, it comes out of a human being. And the answer is, arba amos, 4 amos. But 4 amos explains about tanur is dafka off to the sides or behind it. In front of it, it has to be kamali enav. Kamali enav means it has to be far enough away that he can't see it. Now, where do you measure these 4 amos from? From where you can no longer smell it. Let's chazer over our Mishnah. Someone is davening, and he reminds himself that he's a balkari, he has this tumah. And this goes according to the opinion of the Tanakam in the previous Mishnah, that one should not daven until he tables himself. But he's already in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so he shouldn't be mafsik completely. Rather, he should shorten each bracha. He should say the beginning and end of each bracha. Then the Mishnah told us that the balkari, the person with this tumah, was on his way down to the mikvah. And it's near the time of Netzach Hama. And he does what is lechatchila, sheba lechatchila, to say Kriya Shema with the Netzach Hama. If he makes a cheshbon, it can still come out of the mikvah, cover himself with his clothes and say Shema before the Netzach Hama, let him do so. Let him come up, properly cover himself, say Shema, and daven Shemoneh Esrei. But if there's not enough time for him to come up and say Shema before the Netzach Hama, he should cover himself with the water. Make sure he's inside the water. Say Shema, then he should come up for Shemoneh Esrei. But the water cannot be Mayim Harayim, foul water. It can't be in water that flax is soaked and it gives off a bad reyach. And then there was a missing case in the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us. The Mishnah should be telling us at this point, one should not say Shema next to Mei Reglayim until he puts in a revius of water. For every time that someone passed water, there has to be a revius there. And how much do you have to distance yourself from this Mei Reglayim or from Tzaya, meaning Mei Reglayim that no water was put into, in order to be able to say Shema? The Mishnah told us 4 amos. The Isser that a person shouldn't say Shema next to something unpleasant, is learnt from the Pasuk V'haya Machanecha Kadosh. Machna means where a person dwells. That's the 4 amos that's next to him. So if the tzaya is 4 amos away, he can say Shema. We explained, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, but we paskin, it has to be 4 amos away from where the odor can't be felt. And also we said that 4 amos is if he's behind it or to the side of it. If it's in front of him, it has to be to the point where he can't see it.